You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, amazingly academic, astonishing audiophiles. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 170, and I am your humble host, Karen, and we are your horde of hollerin'. Harbingers of holiday hoopla, hoping for happy happenings in houses and homes.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
I thought the beginning part would be about the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't think but of any A.
You worked into it.
Youthful Yule.
Yeah. Youthful like Yule.
Yule, y'all.
Y'all. Use and
next year.
You and
next year.
Next year.
Yeah. Thanks.
I will quickly start us off here with perhaps the last installment for the year of our errors and omissions segment.
I'm righteous,
now becoming our weekly errors and omissions segment.
You are holding to that card so tightly.
Yeah, it was in his wallet. He pulled it out. It's pristine.
It's been in my wallet since the... this is an I'm actually against the game Trivial Pursuit. So, Karen, during Pop Quiz Hot Shot at the top of the show, you asked the following question. What two U.S. states are home for the long-living bristlecone pine trees? And I buzzed in, and I answered Utah. I was pretty sure I'd seen them in Utah.
You were just there.
I was just in Utah, and you said no. And the Trivial Pursuit card, the Trivial Pursuit card says on the back, California and Nevada. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, maybe my memory was wrong. I was so sure that I had seen them there. So,
and you texted me, too. Yeah. You're like,
after we recorded, I went back online, I reviewed my trip notes. Yeah, and sure enough, like when I was in Utah, I planned out a trip to Bryce Canyon, and we hiked on the Bristlecone Loop Trail.
Uh-huh,
and along the Bristlecone Loop Trail, they have several bristlecone pines, some of which are like 1,500 years old. They're super, super, super old, and I took pictures of them and everything. So I say I'm actually Trivial Pursuit. There are at least three U.S. states home for long-living bristlecone pine trees. California, Nevada, and Utah, at least. So
you're like becoming Hank Hill, I think. I don't know, with your trip notes and your Trivial Pursuit correction cards in your wallet.
Trip notes.
It's good.
How am I going to know where I went?
No, you're right. You're totally right. I should do that, too. It's good.
And without further ado, let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hot Shot. Actually, this is not general trivia because it's Christmas theme. Christmas time theme.
Specific.
Get ready, because this is some, like, if you are a Christmas file, like, this is for you.
Inside
some
Christmas baseball. Yeah.
Inside Christmas baseball.
Wow.
All right. Get ready for these questions.
I mean, I'm just thinking, if you have to generate enough questions for a whole game,
this
is going to be deep.
Yeah, deep cuts.
Deep.
All right.
Everybody get your barnyard buzzers ready. Here we go. Oh, man.
All right.
Maybe we can do, I don't know.
Okay. Category is Christmas carols.
Okay.
All right.
In Good King
Wenceslaus.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Wenceslaus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What did the monarch looked out on?
Wow.
Oh.
He looked out. Colony.
It's Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the feast of Eden?
Stephen. On the feast of Stephen.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I was running through the lyrics.
Okay. Is that how do you sing that song?
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Okay.
All the snow lay round about.
All right.
Chris and Stephen. Even. No, that's what it was.
Yeah. Then nobody knows the rest.
Okay.
So let's just forget about it.
Okay. All right. Next category. Good job. Stocking stuffers. Who wrote The Christmas Murder Mystery, Star Bright, A Christmas Story?
Oh.
Is it with a question mark at the end?
Question mark is for the question.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
She will read anything on the card.
Murder Mystery, Star Bright, A Christmas Story.
Wow.
Chris.
Agatha Christie.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Colin.
Ellery Queen.
Incorrect. Chris again.
Agatha Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it is Andrew M. Greeley.
Well.
Okay.
All right. Good for him.
Yeah. Deep cut.
All right.
Next category, holiday traditions. Who is credited with the 1903 creation of Christmas seals?
Oh,
Christmas seals.
I don't know if it's arf-arf seals or like a wax.
Like a sticker.
Could this be the president at the time?
I think it, that's who I think it was.
Okay.
I think it
was the first president of the... See.
McKinley was right around the turn of the century.
1903.
Oh, wait. No, or am I thinking of March of Dimes?
Yeah, they have Christmas seals.
All right, we got to come up with something here. 1903.
McKinley.
Incorrect. Oh. It is Danish postmaster.
Oh my God.
Einar Holbol.
Okay.
What? Oh yeah.
All right. All right.
So, who do you play this game with? This is for. Is this for children?
This is for this is for the real serious Christmas geeks.
Yeah.
Know? This is the advanced edition.
I mean, at least one existed in order to make this game.
Right. So,
yeah. All right. Next category, Christmas movies. In A Charlie Brown Christmas, what does Lucy want for Christmas? Wow, Chris.
Real estate.
Correct.
Thanks.
Nice. Okay.
She's savvy.
Yeah. All right. Last category, North Pole. What were Donner and Blixen's name in the 1823 publication of A Visit from St. Nicholas? Colin.
I'm going to guess Donder and Blitzen, the original, or Dunder and Blitzen.
You got Dunder right, so it's not
Mifflin.
Donner. It's Dunder.
Dunder and Mifflin. No, it is, yeah, it's Dunder and...
It's not Blixen.
Blixen.
Or Blitzen.
No, she was asking about Blixen.
No, Blixen. Oh, wait.
It is. So,
yeah.
What were Donner and Blixen's name?
Yeah.
In the original. Okay.
So in the original, it's Dunder and Blixem.
Oh.
Blixem. With an M.
Oh. Okay.
Dunder, right. Blixem.
Oh, Blixem.
Dunder.
Dunder.
Dunder and Mifflin.
Do you guys want to do another one since it's Christmas time?
Yeah, okay, sure.
They're not that fun, but yes.
Right, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Christmas carols. In the 12 days of Christmas, what did my true love send to me on the 8th day? Wow. Yeah. Buzz first, and then you.
That's what he always says.
Well, yeah, because I know I'm going to get this.
I was just like, Chris Buzz. I was.
It's eight maids a milking.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Stocking stuffers. Who wrote why are there so many Christmas murder mystery? All right. Who wrote the Christmas murder mystery Cat in the Golden Garland? Colin.
Ellery Queen.
Incorrect. None of the names.
Okay.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
No, it is Carol Nelson Douglas.
Okay. Who are these people? He just went to like Half Price Books and like looked
lots
at all
of
the
Christmas.
I bet whoever created this game has like a murder mystery collection. Yeah.
Christmas theme.
We're working on a tight deadline.
Yeah.
All right. Holiday traditions. In Norway, when are church bells rung to welcome the spirit of Christmas?
On what day and what time?
Oh, what day and what time?
And where?
Spirit
in
of
Norway.
Christmas.
Welcome.
December 24th at midnight, or midnight between the 24th and 25th.
It is on Christmas Eve, so it is December 24th. You have to guess the time.
Oh,
but it's not midnight.
It's not midnight.
Okay.
Noon.
No, it is 5 p.m.
Oh, great. Well, we would have got it eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe we would have if we didn't go into the minutes.
It's
like that would have been
right.
Yeah.
All right. Christmas movies. What do all the murder victims?
What is up with this dude and their Christmas murders?
What do all the murder victims in Don't Open Till Christmas have in common?
What do all the
didn't buzz. I just like flinked my buzzer.
Colin.
I'm going to guess they were all Santa Clauses.
They were all wearing Santa suits.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Nice.
I was going to guess like the murderer like stuffed candy canes in the victim's nostrils.
as a
macabre infestive calling card.
Like a moth, but a candy cane.
Right.
Oh, that's actually not bad. All right. Mm-hmm. Last question. North Pole. From a time in England, Father Christmas delivered presents riding what?
Riding. Riding on a?
Oh, okay. What animal did he?
Chris.
Thestral.
No.
Oh.
No.
Hippogriff.
Yeah.
Was it a bear?
Nope.
A horse.
Nope. It is a white donkey.
Oh, yeah.
That's... I feel like that. I've seen a picture of that drawing.
Yeah.
Are all donkeys... No, donkeys are not white, right?
That's why it's magical.
It's a magical special white donkey. Yeah. Right. Got it.
It's like Shadowfax.
Shadow donkey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go, white donkey.
Deliver these presents for me.
In those days, he doesn't have the team of eight reindeer. He has the one donkey because he only has to circumnavigate, like, England.
That's true.
He's confined to a very small area.
It's really not all over the world.
Yeah.
He's got a solid ground game. That's.
All right. Good job, Brains. Good job on our Christmas pop quiz. Oof. That was pretty hard. A lot of people
died. That was tough. Yeah. Lots of murders. Really high body count on that quiz. I think that those were so good that we should make this entire episode all entirely Christmas and holiday themed quizzes.
I'm so glad you said that because that's what I prepared.
That would be real tough if we hadn't done that.
Add some holiday quiz cheer to
everything.
It's
tough to improv a quiz.
It's real hard. At this point, I think you guys know everything I know.
In my wallet, I have.
So Chris, what do you think we should name this episode?
Well, I say since it's episode 170 and every fifth episode we have an all quiz show, then that would make this our holiday themed spectacular all quiz bo ho 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 nanza.
So everyone knows the best part of Christmas is the presents.
True.
It's not your family. It's not the food.
Right.
That's not really what it's about. What do you get? What's in it for you?
Specifically, the receiving of. Right.
Yeah. I made a quiz for you guys. It's about the best-selling toys of the 90s. What was in it for kids who were in the 90s? Yeah, what was the thing that you wanted that you probably didn't get because your parents waited till Christmas Eve to buy it and it was already gone?
Okay.
I don't think, of this list, I don't think I received any of these things.
10 years of disappointment.
Well, luckily I aged out of them halfway through, but yes.
Too cool for school.
I guess, but I don't think I would have gotten them anyway. Okay, so let's get going. You guys buzz in. With the answers, we'll just go through 1990 to 1999.
Wow.
Okay.
That might help a little bit.
Here we go.
So this line of toys was based on a comic book. It was licensed to a toy maker, and then they insisted that they make a cartoon about it in order to support their toys.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yes. The first cartoon aired in 1987.
Huh. But they licensed the comic book to make toys.
Yes.
And they had to make the cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah, because they were like, this is kind of a cult comic book. We're not going to be able to sell these toys somehow. So they like worked really hard on designing it was a design project, designing a cartoon.
Yeah.
And then they made so many toys.
Because the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle is
it's a black and white independent comic book.
Yeah, it's black and white. Yeah, kind of rough. And it was like...
Toy company was like, we could do something with this.
Let's
and then they
put
did.
A brain in a fat guy and call it a villain.
So, 1991... Toy of the Year. It was developed under the name Project Mercury, and it was first released in Japan, actually, in 1990. Colin.
Is that the Game Boy?
No.
1991.
Released.
Yes.
Toy of the Year.
In North America.
Developed in Japan under the name Project Mercury.
Yes.
I feel like you should know this, too.
Yeah.
Well, there was Dolphin. There was...
No. I was going to say Tamagotchi, but that's not...
No, totally wrong. Made to compete with the Game Boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Mm. Oh, of course. The Sega Game Gear. Because that's why it was, like, scratching at my brain, because Sega would name everything after planets. Yeah. Like, and then sometimes it stuck. Sometimes it stuck, like the Sega Saturn. Right, and that was the
Toy of the Year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They did really well.
It was big.
Sonic.
1992. Action figures for this line of toys include... Coco Beware, Ricky Steamboat, and the Ultimate Warrior. Chris.
The WWF superstars.
Yes.
At the time.
Yeah. They did really well, even though ones that had come out earlier were more lifelike, and now they sell for more.
Yeah.
But the toys in the 90s got a little more cartoony, and then they became a huge hit
that
year. So this one, I was fascinated by. 1993, the toy of the year. Mm-hmm. This was actually designed as a non-working prop in the 1992 movie Home Alone Lost in New York.
Oh,
and
right.
It was so cool that there was a letter writing campaign by the kids. Oh! And then the next year for Christmas, it was the toy of the year.
Right, right.
It's Talk Boy.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
So it's a little tape recorder with a microphone that sticks out, and you could record yourself, and then you could speed it up and sound higher or slow it down. And in the movie, he uses these features.
Oh, to scare.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like the
commit
clown.
Credit card fraud.
Sure. I mean,
did he?
No,
he checked into the hotel, right? Yes. Didn't he like use getting as slow his voice?
He sounded like an adult.
Adult. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But kids were like, I want one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy.
Yeah. Okay. 1994. These toys were based on a TV show that was based on a Japanese show called Japanese Super Sentai series.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
All right. Yeah. I'm waiting until you finish the question over here.
I thought she was just going to name us facts until we got it.
Oh, okay. Oh, all sorry. Right. Okay.
So the toy of 1995, we've talked about before. It's funny, it was originated in Hawaii in the 1920s or 30s.
Oh, well,
let me finish a little more.
A little bit more.
Yeah, so it originated in Hawaii in the 20s or 30s. It came from bottle caps. There was a toy played with bottle caps. It was Colin.
I'm pretty sure those are pogs.
those are pogs.
So bitter.
Yes.
We have protocol people.
Okay. Toy of the Year 1996. This toy actually got its start on Rosie O'Donnell's popular US TV show. It first showed up there and then became a huge hit.
Come Chris.
I don't
know. No, what?
No.
Was 96?
96.
Was that the Tickle Me Elmo?
It was Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so that appeared on the show and then it became like a
big hit. Yeah. I mean, it was already like Sesame Street. Okay. People already liked it, but then Rosie O'Donnell was hot
Once she blessed it. Yeah.
And then, yep.
So we've mentioned this toy, Toy of the Year 1997. It's a little video game. And, it caused issues with kids taking them to school because they had to check in on them frequently.
Chris, please.
That was the Tamagotchi.
The Tamagotchi.
Genius toy. Yes. Yeah, I had one. I took it to
high
school.
I had one.
Yeah.
Mine died.
Yeah.
I remember going to FAO Schwartz that year, and they had a massive Tamagotchi like area that they had carved out of the store with a huge display, big store display, and they were sold out.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, this huge section of the store that they
how
devoted
much,
to it.
How much
they
were
didn't
they?
Have any. Like, 20 bucks? 30
yeah.
bucks?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was, like, pretty cheap.
That's
reasonable.
Yeah. It was so hard
but,
to get
But for
that
the
year.
Size, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that's, think about it, it's so ahead of its time. How many apps are there about fake taking care of something?
It's true.
Like,
it's
babysitting.
True.
Babysitting games.
100%, yeah.
Real smart idea.
Yep.
My sister had one. She loved it. Mm-hmm. She likes The Sims, though. She likes that kind of stuff. And I found it so stressful. I couldn't,
I
couldn't handle it. I was like, it's going to die. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not allowed to have one of these. It's bad. Okay, Toy of the Year, 1998. This creature has its own language. It began its life with its own language.
What's it called?
And
it's a Furby.
Furby speaking Furbish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that people still have them today.
Again,
still
so ahead of its time. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, really?
Well, I don't know.
Well, like AI. Like
Yeah.
All right, last one. 1999.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though it came out in 1996 originally, 1999 was the year it blew up in this country. And that's maybe a little hint. It's a game, it's an RPG game, so a role-playing game. And it focused on finding, capturing, and training creatures.
Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon.
That was Toy of the Year.
Toy of the Year, 1999.
Cool.
How many of those gifts are great because it's just reinforced? Like the Pokemon, it's all about the collecting and showing off and comparing with your friends. Like the social pressure is built in. It's like, you gotta have it.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
As they say.
So, Dana, I have a question.
Yes.
You have now spent a couple of Christmases in Sweden.
Yeah.
And
at least
I just read something nuts about Christmas traditions in Sweden, and I wanted to ask you if this is true in your experience.
All right.
the Swedish as a nation on Christmas sit down and watch a marathon of Donald Duck cartoons.
Well, no.
Yes. Yes. Not even Kalle Anka.
Kalle
Anka. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. You have to be home when it's on.
Right.
Like you have to, you're watching it
like
live with everyone.
Everybody watches it with your whole family. You sit around the TV and it's the same like marathon of Donald Duck cartoons.
It's the same every year. It's the same. It's like the variety, not the variety show, but
like anthology
episode. One of those anthology. It's set in the jungle or the forest or something. It's not that Christmassy.
It's one of the annoying. It seems to have no logical connection to the holiday season whatsoever.
If you point out that it's weird that they're watching it, they don't think it's weird at all. They get upset, and then you're like, "But everyone is watching it." It's Kalle is just a guy's name. I think it means Charles or Carl. It translates to something like that. And then Anka means duck in Swedish. So it's like
Charlie Duck
or Kalle Anka.
And it really is just like everybody
watches.
Is it like aired on TV at a specific time? Oh, okay. Not like a DVD that we're gonna pop in.
Oh, no. It's aired on TV.
Wow, Nisha.
It's a big deal. And the ratings are just, you know, through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do we watch for Christmas? Is it like It's a Wonderful, Wonderful Life?
Yeah, but we don't even really watch that.
I mean, the marathons, I feel like the marathons here in the States, there's the Thanksgiving, there's like the Twilight Zone marathon.
Twilight Zone for New Year's.
In recent years, they do the Mystery Science Theater marathon.
I mean, they do marathons.
Yeah,
they do
marathons are a thing.
If there's anything weird about America, it's that like we will put on, certainly my family will put on, A Christmas Story. Ralphie.
They
do that for 24 hours. They just leave it on.
But it's also
it's not like everybody all gathers at the exact same time.
Right. It's not a communal experience. Yeah. You're countrymen.
And it's not like, oh, we put it on and it's on in the background while we do things.
Do people watch
literally
it?
Everybody sits down and pays.
Do people dress up?
No, not that I've seen. No. I'm being sensitive because I know the Swedish people I know who live in Sweden do listen to this podcast.
I'm not really, saying that it's weird. It's just like fascinating that this caught on as a specifically holiday tradition.
I'm not sure why they like Donald Duck so much. He wears a sailor suit. So maybe that's part
of
it.
That's pretty thin.
Maybe they don't have anyone that angry in Sweden.
It's funny to see someone frustrated.
Right. Because they're all just, you know, normally just.
Well, because we know in
chill.
Europe, Donald Duck is far more more popular than Mickey Mouse.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, Donald Duck has its own comics.
Yes, the random Donald Duck cartoon.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas tradition.
Kalle
Anka.
Kalle Anka is from Indiana Jones and the Temple of
Doom. Did I tell you guys this also about Sweden? They do a cool thing where you write a poem on your present, a bad poem about what it is or why you're giving it to the person, and then they read it out before they open their present.
Oh, and they open the present. Yeah, it's sort of ironic when they see the present and then
badly written
it's like you kind of make a
joke about it,
a joke, or you make a reference
to
what it is.
We
don't have to spend a lot of time.
We would write just like bad puns.
So the reason why I know stuff about Sweden is because my fiance is Swedish, and last year my mom did the poem thing, but she translated all her poems into Swedish, like with Google. Like her translation ended up being like naughty, like Santa got naughty with the reindeer. Like they were crying, laughing.
That's awesome. Like, that's great. Santa did what?
Yeah, they were like, Ruby, this translates to something different than what you're doing.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, let's continue this all-quiz Bo ho ho Nanza. Chris, you got a Christmas themed quiz for us?
I do have a Christmas-themed quiz, and it comes at the end of this Christmas-themed segment. So, okay, all right. I love doing Good Job Brain. One of my favorite things that I ever learned in the process of Good Job Braining is...
good job braining?
Like the verb form, yeah. Is the word mondegreen. The word mondegreen. And this is... a mondegreen is a misheard song lyric. E.g., we always say this, Jimi Hendrix, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Yes.
Instead of "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." Yeah. There is, in fact, a line of books, one of which is named "Excuse me while I kiss this guy," about popularly misheard... song lyrics, right? You might have special ones that you even remember from your childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Where you heard a song wrong.
The classic one from my childhood.
Oh, yeah?
was you know the song "Our Lips Are Sealed"? It was Alex the Seal.
Alex,
you
know,
yeah. Ooh, Alex the Seal. Yeah.
Right. So I love that that misheard song lyrics have a great name, mondegreen, which comes from, and we may have talked about this before, I just want to restate, mm-hmm. It comes from a Scottish song, an old Scottish ballad called The Ballad of the Earl O'Moray, like the eel.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the lyrics in this song were, "They have slain the Earl O'Moray and laid him on the green." Mm. As in, they put his body down on the grass. And there was a writer named Sylvia Wright who, when she always heard this song as a child, what she heard was, "They have slain the Earl of Moray and Lady Mondegreen." Oh. Doubling the body count.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Earl and the Lady were both slain. Yeah. Lady Mondegreen. So she coins the term a Mondegreen to mean a misheard song lyric.
Nice.
Now, when do we usually sing really old songs with obscure lyrics?
Christmas!
Yay! That's when everybody gets together and sings a whole bunch of, like, many hundred-year-old songs, the lyrics to which sometimes they know, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And so holiday mondegreens, in particular, are some of the most pervasive. I personally, as a child, I will admit this, because I was thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this happening to me. There was a period when I thought that Santa first turned to Rudolph, you know, for his help on... a froggy Christmas Eve.
then one froggy.
Right. Yeah. The song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in particular is interesting because, as again, I think I've mentioned this before, but I really want to reiterate how cool this is. There is a holiday children's book / movie that is called Olive the Other Reindeer.
Yes.
This is a...
That sounds so sad.
Its title is a mondegreen by which kids listen to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and they hear the line that Rudolph was called names by all of the other reindeer.
Yeah.
And they think that it was just one jerk reindeer called Olive the Other Reindeer.
She's so mean.
Used to call a name.
That's really cute.
Yeah. And so you would actually love this because the movie is about a dog whose name is Olive, and then she hears the song and Olive the Other Reindeer, and she's just like, "Oh, that I must be the other reindeer."
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's too sad.
lots of
misunderstandings. And so the really cool thing that I love about this is that there's more characters in the book and movie that whose names are mondegreens.
Oh my god!
So there's one character whose name is Round John Virgin from Silent Night. When they talk about Round Yon Virgin,
that's
mother
great.
And child, Round John Virgin.
That's great.
And then there is a character, and I love this even more. His name is Richard Stans.
Richard Stans.
Yes, when kids recite the Pledge of Allegiance and to the Republic for Richard Stans.
for Richard Stans.
And then I went down a wiki hole, and then it got weird. Because, so I'm looking at the Olive the Other Reindeer thing, and it's in Wikipedia says that the confusion comes from what is called the cot-caught merger. Because there's a lot of, it's a linguistic thing. Yeah, so the word cot, as in like what you sleep on when you're in, you know, camping, versus caught, as in I caught a Pokemon. and this is when a dialect merges those two vowel sounds, so they become the same sound.
Caught
and caught become the same sound. Caught a Pokemon. I slept on a cot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm thinking to myself, like, no, I slept on a cot and I caught a Pokemon. So it's different. Then I look at the Wikipedia page for this, for the cot-caught merger, and it says, where does this happen? It says most of New England.
Yeah, I'm like, well, where you're
from. That's where I'm from. Then it said except Rhode Island. I'm like, uh-huh. And it says the southern part of Connecticut.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's the part of Connecticut that I'm from.
I escaped.
You're the exemption zone.
Yeah.
Caught.
So anyway, this is all leading up to, I have a holiday Mondegreen quiz for you guys. You have your pads and you have your pens, so you're all ready for this.
All right.
I am going to read you, and a lot of these actually come from Snopes, which, in addition to all of its work on urban legends, has compiled a pretty good list over the years of holiday Mondegreen specifically. It's a couple from other places.
Huh.
Yeah. So I will give you... I'm not gonna sing it because, you know, as the pony said as he started his speech, sorry, I'm a little hoarse. But I'm not going to sing songs, but I am going to
read so mad right now. Karen's
furious.
I hear it.
Furious. But maybe I'll sing one or two. And I will give you the misheard version of the lyric, and you will tell me what the song actually says.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yes. So your first one is, the catalog glowing, the poor baby wakes. This is from Away in a Manger. The catalog glowing, the poor baby wakes. The catalog glowing, the poor baby wakes. Answers up, I guess. Tough. Colin says, the candlelight glowing... Dana has just question marks.
I don't know this.
Karen, the cattle all going.
Oh.
It is the cattle are lowing.
Oh. Are the lowing?
Lowing.
That's a noise they make.
That's the noise that mooing. The cattle make. Oh, it's
away
tough.
The
cattle are lowing. The catalog glowing. The candlelight glowing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
From Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, aka the Christmas song. Everybody knows a turkey, handsome Mr. Soul. Helps to make the season bright. helps to make the season bright.
Everybody knows.
A turkey. Handsome Mr. Soul.
I don't even know what.
All right, answers up. Whatever you got. Colin has.
I was trying to work back. Right?
Hands on mist.
Yeah.
Dana says a turkey and some mistletoe.
I just wrote the same thing.
It is, yes. Everyone knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
It is turkey.
Yeah,
it was
a turkey
part.
And some mistletoe.
And
yes.
Some mistletoe.
Yes, handsome Mr. Soul. All right. Maybe you guys will know this one.
Nice.
Let's find out. There we go. Don me now our day of peril. La 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 la.
Read again.
Don me now our day of peril. Don me now our day of peril. All right. Karen says don me now our gay apparel. Colin says gay apparel. Dennis says gay apparel. Yes, don me now our gay apparel.
Our happy clothes. Our day of.
Yeah.
What is the mark?
Our day of peril.
Our day of peril.
P-E-R-I-L?
Yeah.
Like the zombie Christmas. Yeah.
Why are we celebrating this?
That would be good. That's
Christmas
a good
murder
for a,
mystery.
Yeah, down
but
me
it's
now
like
our day
Dawn,
of peril.
Dawn
me now.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
From the song The First Noel, unforgettable final line. Barney's the king of Israel.
Barney's.
Yeah.
Noel.
Well, can you prove he's not? I mean, I challenge
king of
you.
Israel. Yes.
Oh,
shoot.
Barney is now.
Barney's the king of Israel. All right, whatever you got.
Oh, no, here.
Okay, Colin says, born is the king of Israel.
Oh.
Yes, quite. Dana says, born is the king.
Mine
Carol says,
bad.
But he's the king of Israel.
Closer.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yep, not, certainly not Barney. This one is tough. This next one is tough because I think a lot of people actually really do think that this line is the
real
actual
thing.
Yes. So from I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
She thought that I was locked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Thought that I was locked up in my bedroom fast asleep. I will tell you this. The word is not locked. She did not lock the child in his bedroom. But what was he up in his bedroom fast asleep? She thought that I was locked up in my bedroom fast asleep. It is not locked. All right.
Oh, and it doesn't even. I was gonna say I thought I was sleeping in my bedroom fast asleep, right, but no. But that makes no sense.
Aaron has lulled. Colin has sleeping, and Dana has tucked. It is tucked.
She
thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Yeah. A lot of people sing locked. Apparently,
maybe they don't know the word tucked.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. Of course, the classic Frosty the Snowman, and Frosty comes to life, and then the kids sing, "Down to the village with a broom stuck in his head."
Oh shoot!
Every
time you sing it, it's like
it
now
sounds
I'm like,
real.
Now it's like, that sounds right.
With the broom stuck
in his head.
It's gone.
I know. Now I'm. Yeah, I didn't expect that by singing it, I would actually supplant the original in your minds, and so now that's all you can think of.
Okay.
Alrighty, Colin says with a broomstick in his hand.
Oh.
Karen says with a grin stuck in his head, and Dana says a broomstick in his hand.
Yeah, broom stuck in his hand.
With a broom stuck in his hand.
It is
with
away.
A broom stick in his hand.
Yes. when I saw Colin, I was like, yes.
Broom
stuck in his head.
Yeah. Sure, he'll use a snowman. It'll go right through. Yeah, he's fine.
Could be. He has a carrot in his head.
Right.
Yeah. A bunch of stuff in his head.
So the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah.
Santa Claus comes to town, and they sing that the kids are going to have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toilet town all around the Christmas tree.
Oh my god.
A toilet town.
You are suggesting.
It is not the word toilet. I'm just telling you that right now. They're gonna build a toilet town all around the Christmas tree. Nobody got it. Karen says, I like it. Colin says, toy little town. Dana says, toy something. I'm sending you guys back on this one. It's a word. It is a word from a popular old Christmas movie. It appeared in the title of a very popular, very famous old Christmas movie.
Okay.
The line, please, again?
They're going to build a toilet town all around the Christmas tree. And the word itself, it starts with the syllable toy, but it is not toilet. Anybody want to throw it out there? It's Toyland. They're going to build a Toyland
town.
Babes in Toyland is what I was trying to get at.
Toyland town.
Toyland. Right, here's Toyland town. That seems redundant.
Shake it out.
Place.
Shake out the cobwebs. Here we go. All right. 10 lawyers leaving.
Man, now I don't know.
10 lawyers leaving.
Karen says, Lord's a leapin'. Colin says, Lord's a leapin'. My wife in the other room has written down, Lord's a leapin'.
Yeah.
And Dana has written down, ten Lord's a leaping.
Ten lawyers leaving.
Oh, are they gone yet?
All right. it's going pretty good here. All right. You guys are doing good. In the meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is parched and brown.
What? Then pretend?
And that he is parched and brown. They set him on fire? I don't know. All right. Dana says Parson Brown. Colin says Parson Brown. Karen says question mark. Regina in the other room says Parson Brown. Yes, Parson Brown.
What
is in
does that mean?
Parson is a minister.
Yeah.
Just some dude.
We're going to pretend
that
he's the minister from the village and he's going to get
Who's
married.
Brown?
No,
his last name is Brown.
Mr. Brown.
Right.
Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married?
We'll
you
say
know,
no,
is he
yeah.
a fa- is Parson Brown a famous person?
No,
it's just be like Main Street.
Like
Parson
Smith.
Brown.
Right. Parched and Brown.
Parched and Brown.
All right. We're screaming towards the end here.
All right.
One more for you guys. From the song Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
Right? Yes.
Walking in.
Right, indeed. And who could forget the classic lyric? Later on, milk and spiders as we dream by the fire.
Milk and spiders.
Later on, milk and spiders.
I like that.
As we dream by the fire. You know, again, there's some Christmas traditions out there that...
I would let my kid continue
the land of milk and spiders.
Right, exactly. Yes. All right, answers up. Colin says making cider. Dana says will conspire. Karen just has milk and spiders. Regina has will conspire. It is indeed will conspire, not making cider.
Or spiders. Could be,
or spiders.
I like milk and spiders.
Milk good. And spiders.
So evocative.
Milk and or milking spiders.
Well, either
milk and spiders.
Milk and spiders. It's like Halloween and Christmas.
You can milk spiders if you want to, but I wouldn't recommend it.
What do you leave for Santa? Milk and spiders.
Yeah, that's awesome. Seen those videos of the daddy long legs that like bunch together for warmth?
Oh,
and you shake them and then they disperse?
Yeah.
I had to put that by some milk.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Take that.
Hope you enjoy your spiders. Get out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I have a quiz here. A couple of episodes ago, I debuted a quiz where I put you guys on a timer. And the awesome part was, listeners, if you have a pen and paper right now, you are invited to play. And I know a lot of people played the last time we did this. I am going to put you guys on a timer. You guys each have a pen and a pad of paper. Mm-hmm. And I need you to name as many as blank what I'm going to give you a category in 30 seconds. However, whatever you write down, if it's in common with the other people, that doesn't count.
It's like boggle, rules.
Like boggle rules. Yeah. So, you know, if I, you know, as an example, last time I was like, name as many Harry Potter characters in 20 seconds. If everybody puts Ron Weasley, then they all don't count. Yeah. Nobody gets the point. I think our learnings from last time I did this is 20 seconds might be not enough time. It seems like in my head it was a lot of time, but we're going to bump this up from 20 seconds to 30 seconds.
Do we have to do first name, last name?
So that was, I need to clarify this as well, because there was a little bit of contention in our Star Wars, in our Star Wars segment.
And Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah. So I will say, if you need to know full, if you need to denote full name, last name,
okay.
just name or moniker. Hope you guys are ready. Listeners, I hope you guys are ready.
Now, when we're writing these down, who needs to be able to read them?
Yeah, initials okay?
Just us or us and you? What if I think about writing it down?
I need to write down
the full name. So who needs to be able to read it? Me or you? Oh, you.
Yeah.
I think we should give Karen
can't read it. Yep. It doesn't count.
I think we should give her full discretion to just
as to whether something is readable or not.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Well, I'm gonna put 30. Oh, this says 30 minutes. That's not right.
No, that would be a long episode.
Here we go. I need first names.
Okay.
Oh, just first names.
Just first names.
Okay.
Okay.
As many characters as you can name from the TV show Friends. Go. Friends. It's been on the air for a very long time. Don't forget. Repeats. We'll cancel out. And we're halfway there.
Oh, what was his name? What was his name?
10, 9. I'll write him down. And time's up.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
What was the name of the guy in the coffee shop? Dang it.
Gunther?
Yes, Gunther. Okay. I couldn't think of Gunther. Okay. I couldn't put it together.
So, Chris, you put...
Chandler.
Yes. Got it.
Monica.
Got it.
Phoebe.
Got it.
Rachel.
Got it.
Ross.
Got it.
Joey.
Got it.
Dina.
No.
No.
Carol.
Yes.
No. Ben.
Yes.
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 Yes for Ben. Yes for Carol.
Yeah.
And Emma.
Is her name Emma or Emily?
The
the babies.
The babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Emma. So yes?
No, I got
no.
It.
Oh, okay.
I did Emily, the girl he dated from.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So Dina, who was one of Joey's sisters.
Sisters.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So the ones that I did, Marcel.
The monkey.
The monkey.
And Emily.
Nice.
Who Ross dated.
Yeah.
I have Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Who that?
I don't know. I was just hoping it was a character's name. I was just taking a guess. I
can't give that to you.
I knew Phoebe had a twin sister. That might be Ursula. That's probably who I was thinking of.
Okay.
So yeah.
I don't know.
Just wrote something down. Because right. I knew I had to write the other friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I didn't watch the show. The guy in the coffee shop was my only hope.
You wrote down more names, but you've crossed them out.
No, all I wrote down was the six friends and Priscilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My one hope was the guy at Gunther.
No, Janice. Two for Chris, two for Dana.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Priscilla.
I'm impressed I got all six. I'll be honest with you.
Good.
Like,
yeah. All right, well, this is going to be also tough for you, Colin. Start the timer at 30 seconds. Please name, first name only, or moniker, as many Pokemons as you can. 30 seconds, go. Pokemon, human characters are okay.
I didn't watch this.
Come up with some, make up some cute names.
Man, I reached the bottom of my barrel pretty quickly here.
All the parents and all the kids are like, yeah. All
right.
5 seconds. Wow. And time's up.
Okay. All right.
Oof.
All right. You know what? You call them while you go.
All right. I got Pikachu.
You got it.
Okay. I wrote, is Ash? Is Ash the...
Yes.
The, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a character.
I wrote Ash.
Wow!
Oh, wait. Okay, I thought you meant like Pokemon.
She said humans too.
Humans too.
She did. She said. Woo! All right, I'm just gonna leave now. I'm gonna leave on top.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wrote Charizard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charizard.
Charizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but Chris has it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I just crossed.
Snorlax.
Wow.
That's a Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon. Great.
Don't have it.
I mean, I don't. I only knew Pikachu. Honestly, I made up some names.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear.
Oh, and then I just made up one in case I did a Wingly Dingly. Yeah. I was just hoping. Just
that
yeah.
Maybe there are a lot of Pokemon.
There could be a Wingly Dingly.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with no.
That's like if Monty Python were in charge. So
I'm very.
So that is what.
I got Ash and Snorlax.
That's 2 points. Great.
Wow.
Great.
Dana?
Okay, so I did have Pikachu.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bebop?
Nope.
Is that a name?
Roxy.
Justin, Roxy. Jason, Mark.
Oh my god, you're close! Wait, what else do you have?
Pooter. and Rebecca.
She's just playing the odds. Yeah,
I may have broken away from the pack. So let's see. I did have Pikachu and Charizard, which I crossed out. And then I had Blastoise, Charmander, Charmeleon, Squirtle, Pichu.
Squirtle is so close to Pooter.
That's the one you're gonna fight for. That's the one.
That's what I meant. Plusle and Minun were the two Pokemon with pluses and minuses.
I know my Pokemon's.
Togepi.
Yes,
and, and Ivysaur.
Yeah. So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You know, oh my god, my mascara is running. So you were close because James and Jesse are Team Rocket, and you had the J names.
Yeah, I know. If you said James.
Yeah.
I've gotten one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew there was a boy.
Okay.
With the J name.
Right. So with Pokemon behind us, Dana and Colin each have 2, and I have 11.
All right.
Friends, Pokemon. We're going to close it out with Fleetwood Mac and Connecticut Heroes. Yeah.
Name as many Connecticut Heroes as you can.
30 seconds on the clock. Name me as many. It can be full names or it can be moniker.
Okay.
Here we go. X-Men. Villains count. So I'm saying people who are X-Men and people who are villains in the X-Men universe. You can either use their real name or their moniker. Probably shorter if you use their moniker. 3, 2, 1. Time's up. All right. Dana, why don't you start?
Wolverine.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, no, I have.
Wow.
Yeah, 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 you have to say. Storm.
Yes.
Magneto.
Yes.
Yes.
Mystique.
Storm, has... Wolverine, and Magneto crossed out.
Yeah.
Mystique, I do not have.
Mystique.
Great.
Wow.
Jubilee.
Nope.
Yes, I have Jubilee.
Cyclops.
I have Cyclops.
Yes.
Professor X.
Yes.
Nope.
Red Witch.
Red Witch?
Isn't it? Or Scarlet Witch.
Sorry. Sorry, we cannot give you Red Witch.
I don't...
No.
Which is like...
I fell asleep in that movie.
No.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
That's like taking like Green Beetle instead of Blue Beetle. It's like, no.
What is that? Okay. Blue Beetle.
I'm Magenta
Beast.
Witch.
Magenta.
I have Beast.
Okay. I have Beast. We all have Beast.
One. Mystique.
Okay. Rogue?
I have Rogue.
Okay. Gambit?
I have Gambit.
Okay. And Jean Grey?
Do not have Jean Grey.
Wow.
My one. Final thing.
Okay.
One point.
I've got Iceman.
Okay.
I've got Shadow Cat.
Okay.
I've got Lockheed, the dragon.
Yes.
And Bolivar Trask.
Great.
Trask, wow.
Sure.
And you got full name. Yeah, good job.
All right. Yeah, all right. How many points is that?
So
that's
four.
So are you going to do Jim and the Hologram characters now?
That's true. Well, okay. I think you will.
Jim.
Okay. Right. Kimber, Asia.
Oh, yeah, Kimber, that's right.
Okay, definitely don't do that because Dana will rock it.
Pizzazz.
What are you going to do? Man. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Rio. Okay.
All right. Here's a more general one, not biased towards anyone. Actually, it's anti-someone on this table. 30 wow. seconds on the clock. Name me any robots not from the Star Wars universe. Can be from TV, can be from literature, can be movies.
Okay.
Do any androids robots. Count?
Androids count too.
Okay.
Can be from literature. Doesn't have to be a humanoid robot.
Okay.
Can be from cartoons.
It's hard.
Three, two, one. Time's up.
Mm-hmm.
I know if we said Star Wars, you would just list all like R2-D2 or 1-2-1-2.
Robots not from Star Wars, a little harder.
That was, yeah. Wow, okay. I only got five on my list total.
Okay. All right.
Chris, why don't you
Are Daleks a robot from Doctor Who?
No.
No, because there are aliens.
Not. Okay, yeah. Crossed out. Rob the Robotic Operating Buddy from Nintendo Super Smash Brothers.
That technically is a robot.
Thank you. Jinx from the incredible movie Space Camp.
Oh, yes. We did talk about that. We talked about that one.
Wow. Okay. And then I said the one from Muppets. Which I understand if you don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
K-9?
Yes.
Data?
I have Commander Data.
Okay. Whoa. He's an android.
And he's a ranking
so,
officer.
So this came to my mind. It's Tecudos. It's from my Spanish language learning book when I was in second grade. He was a robot who speaks Spanish. His name is TQ2, Tecudos. I didn't make that up.
I'm not going to be the one who says you can't have
it. Yeah, right.
So specific that it was a robot. Sure. Wally.
I have Wally.
Oh.
I put Inspector Gadget. I don't know.
No.
Is he an android?
He's a human.
Yeah. He's a bionic man.
Yeah, he has
he's an enhanced
parts.
Human. Right. Yeah.
So too.
Okay, so not kind of the ones that have been canceled out. I have Tweaky from Buck Rogers.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I have Bender.
Oh, man.
And it shows you how slow my mind works. I just wrote Hedonism Bot because I was stuck in Futurama land. So Tweaky, mm-hmm. Bender, and Hedonism Bot.
You could have had.
I know. Time was up as soon as. Yeah.
It's only 30 seconds.
Radiator.
All right. So that is.
I was trying to think of the name of the robot from Short Circuit.
2 points.
Johnny Five?
Three points.
Okay, last one.
Going into the last round.
Is this one biased for me? Do I get a round?
I think, you know what? I think you might get an extra boost.
We'll see.
All right. Last one. At 30 seconds of the clock, I need titles of shows, miniseries, or specific films from HBO. This is HBO produced.
Okay.
Specially. Shows, miniseries, or HBO film. And start with some of our favorites. I probably will cancel out. We can think back some of the miniseries, documentaries. Three, two, one. Time is up.
Oh, man.
All right, last All one. Right. Okay, make a count. Colin, why don't you go first?
All right, I think we're going to have a lot of overlap here. Yeah. So, The Sopranos.
Gone.
The Wire.
Gone.
Oz.
Did not put that.
That's okay. Good, yeah.
Sex and the City.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Carnival.
Good.
Okay. Big Love.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Veep.
Got it.
Girls.
Nope, good.
Okay. And John from Cincinnati. No, any takers on that one? All right.
No. Wow. That's a big, that's a big move. It's a big move. Well, I put Game of Thrones.
Good.
Really?
No one else put Game of Thrones?
Sweet.
No.
Okay. Behind the Candelabra, which was, the nice. Movie about Liberace.
Nice. Yeah.
Michael Douglas. And a little known HBO show that a lot of you guys probably should watch if you have not seen it. It's called Brain Games. Not National Geographic Channel Brain Games. Two words.
Okay.
Brain Games. One word. Series on HBO. From the 80s with puzzles and logic puzzles and stuff. And
yes, it is confirmed.
And folks, that show is amazing.
You know what? They have HBO's children's programming is also really good and really fun.
Yeah.
I have Flight of the Conchords, Tremé, True Blood.
Yeah.
Okay. The final score is...
Wow.
Thanks to Pokemon, I win with 17 points.
Woo!
Only thanks to
and the built-in clustering in Pokemon.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, quite. I was just shocked you got one of the ones that you got Charizard. Mm-hmm. You know, because I've written down all of them.
Snorlax. Like, I'm surprised you've heard of Snorlax not being a. I don't know.
No one is more surprised than me.
Yeah. Oh my god. Good job, guys. Woo.
So the other part of the strategy is trying to pick things that you don't think other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or also trying to cancel out things that other people are going to put. Like for friends, it's really important that we all list all the friends.
Yes.
However, you could also not list all the friends thinking that I'm thinking that, you know, you're going to list them all. You're going to list them all. You're going to cancel each other out anyway.
Yeah.
But then if we all think that way, then nobody's going to list it. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, Sex and the City and Sopranos to me are the biggest probably HBO shows and no one else puts Sex
My only strategy, I just assumed that Game of Thrones was going to be off the table, so I just went, I tried to think like back 10, 15 years and come more recent.
Yeah. I didn't know, I know what Sex and the City is, I didn't know it was HBO.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay. Interesting. All right, good job, you guys.
That was fun. Thanks.
And we got one last quiz.
In keeping with the holiday theme, I have invited our old friend Elvis to join us.
Yay!
The electronic lyrical vocalization interface system, our soulless, sense of musicless robot voice from the 1980s is here. He will be speaking opening lines from songs to you guys. Okay. And this is the holiday episode, so this will be the non-traditional end-of-year holiday version of Elvis.
All right.
So, which is just my long-winded way of saying these are not all Christmas.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure that. I was like, oh, is it like modern Christmas?
Yeah.
Like,
not everyone celebrates Christmas, so it's...
Like Jingle Rock is not really a carol, but it's Christmas.
But they're not all Christmas songs.
Okay, got
right.
it. They might be Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's a little mix. And these, and as I say, I want to emphasize non-traditional. Some of these may be in the running, maybe becoming classics. I will play the first line of the song. These are short.
Oh.
Get your buzzers ready. You guys buzz in. Tell me who's the artist for all of these. The artist, and if you want to show off and give me extra knowledge about the song, you can. Here we go. What holiday song is this? Okay.
The moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
Chris.
Okay, A, you're a jerk. B, this is Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Correct on both counts!
Yay!
Wait, okay. Why is he a jerk?
Because now it's stuck in my head for the next 24 hours, and it's the worst Christmas song.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a bad
Simply
song?
No!
What was that song?
That's that song.
That's not a carol?
No, that is Paul McCartney. Technically Paul McCartney and Wings. Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful Christmas. It's an earworm.
Is it in the Disneyland?
Yeah.
Like, parade.
That's great.
Spanish.
I just saw a headline just 3 days ago, I think, that the Shins, you guys know the band, Shins, their version of this song this year dethroned Mariah Carey as the most played Christmas song in retail establishments.
Wow.
Yeah. It had been, you know, the Mariah Carey, like, All I Want for Christmas. Yeah.
That has been reigning since what, like 1996 or something. So
I guess as Americans, we were just ready for something
different.
Old and new.
Yeah. All right. Next track. Who is the artist of this non-traditional holiday song?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
That's so sad.
Everyone together.
Is it George Michael or Wham?
Last Christmas?
Some dispute. Who wants to say definitively? Who is it?
Wham.
It is Wham.
Yeah.
Last Christmas. Video,
All right. Next track. What is this one? And we'll excuse Elvis's pronunciation. Who is this artist?
Okay. Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much funica to celebrate Hanukkah.
I think everyone had that.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. The Hanukkah song.
Yes.
The yarmulke. Yeah.
You could have tweaked that a little, but I don't think that's the spirit of it.
I know.
All right. We're getting a little bit trickier here. Moving up. All right. Next one.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
Chris.
Whoa. This is John Lennon.
This is Christmas.
Is it John Lennon or is it the Plastic Ono band?
It is John and Yoko. John Lennon with Yoko Ono.
That is
do you know the full proper name of the song?
I do. It's Merry Christmas, parentheses, War is Over.
Oh yeah, so close. It's Happy Christmas.
Oh, Happy Christmas.
Yes,
sorry,
War is Over.
It is very British.
Yeah. That's right. Happy Christmas, parentheses, War is Over. All right, next track. I would say this one is on its way to becoming a new classic.
Oh, sure.
It was December 24th on Hollis Ave after dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park.
Chris.
Run DMC.
Yes.
Christmas in Hollis.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Featured prominently in the movie Die Hard. An oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
All right. We're testing your knowledge here, guys. Again, I think this one has become maybe a modern classic, but very non-traditional. Who is this original artist?
It was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one.
Little Dark. Yeah, Chris.
Technically, that is the Pogues with Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York.
100% correct.
Yeah.
The Pogues, right. Yeah, who else is going to have a Christmas song that starts off in the drunk tank?
And I'll tell you, I actually heard a bit of trivia about Shane McGowan, what he got for Christmas this year, which is a new set of teeth.
Shane McGowan has
received a full set of permanent dental implants.
Wow.
And
Christmas.
Looks about 50 years younger. Yeah. Not for Christmas. It is a long, lengthy process of many dentist appointments.
Is that but, the lead singer of the
lead singer of the Pogues, who basically lost all of his teeth due to some hard living for a long time. But he has teeth now.
Well, that's a Christmas miracle.
Things you can get with money. Yeah.
All right, last one. This will either be the most difficult or the easiest.
Okay.
This is a three-parter. You're going to tell me. This is from a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So I need the name of the TV show.
Okay.
I need the name of the character. And for the third bonus point, who is voicing this character?
Okay.
All right.
TV show, character, voice of the character.
Non-traditional
Simpson.
Holiday song.
Man.
There's seven basic principles that go to make up Kwanzaa. So sit your asses down and have some knowledge dropped upon ya.
Karen, instantly.
That is from the character Kwanzaa Bot.
Correct.
From the show Futurama.
Correct.
Voiced by Coolio.
Correct.
Wow.
You could have written down Kwanzaa Bot.
I know, yeah. Kwanzaa Bot.
I didn't want to tip my hand and write down Kwanzaa Bot early. Yes,
yeah.
Kwanzaa Bot explaining to the crew
what Kwanzaa is.
All right.
Big points there.
Yeah. All right, Karen.
The only Christmas stuff I know is from a cartoon.
That's why I said it's either going to be the most difficult or the easiest, and Karen is all over it. All right, good job, guys. Elvis is proud of you.
Woo!
You know your non-traditional, you know your Christmas slash Kwanzaa slash Hanukkah songs.
All right, and that is the end of our holiday bo-ho-ho-nanza.
I don't know how many hoes.
I think it's three. I think bo should be count as one of the ho.
Bo. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah. bo-ho-ho-nanza.
Right. Yeah. Bo-ho-ho-nanza.
Because two is a pastry.
Right. Two is a pastry.
Yeah.
Oh, ho-hos.
And the bo should be first. Because,
because if you say bo, one is ho, ho, ho.
Two is a pastry. Right. Yeah. Three is a jollof.
Boho Nanza just sounds like it's bohemian.
Boho. Yeah.
So remember, bo's before ho's.
Bo-ho-ho.
Bo-ho-ho.
Well, I hope our episode gave you some holiday cheer. Hope you guys had fun. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. And we'll see you guys next year.
Yeah.
Whoa. Squirtle is so close to pooter.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
Both other words for farts.
Scooter
and Squirtle.
I'd
rather do
Pooter than Squirtle.
Pooter
is Rebecca.
Pooter, Jay, and Justin. Pooter and Rebecca.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.